You're listening to SBS News.
An alliance between Australia, the US and UK is set to pave the way for a major shift in Australia's submarine procurement plans. In a press conference on Thursday morning, the three nations announced the agreement, which they named AUKUS, a partnership that will enable Australia to have nuclear-powered submarines in its possession for the first time. The UK and US's involvement will mean that Australia will gain access to the technology needed to construct its own fleet. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says construction of the new submarines will stay in Australia.
This will include an intense examination of what we need to do to exercise our nuclear stewardship responsibilities here in Australia. We intend to build these submarines in Adelaide, Australia, in close cooperation with the United Kingdom and the United States. But let me be clear, Australia is not seeking to acquire nuclear weapons or establish a civil nuclear capability. And we will continue to meet all our nuclear non-proliferation obligations.
Mr. Morrison also took the opportunity to commend the new global partnership and previous relations between the three nations.
Australia has a long history of defence cooperation with the United States and the United Kingdom. For more than a century, we have stood together for the cause of peace and freedom, motivated by the beliefs we share, sustained by the bonds of friendship we have forged, enabled by the sacrifice of those who have gone before us, and inspired by our shared hope for those who will follow us.
He described the trilateral group as friends of freedom, but some nations aren't happy that they've been left out of the friendship group. Australia shook hands on the agreement virtually, after previously negotiating a $90 billion submarine deal with France. Zahar Ahoud, a French diplomat who has previously served as the ambassador of France to the United States, tweeted, "The world is a jungle. France has just been reminded this bitter truth by the way the US and the UK have stabbed her in the back in Australia." Meanwhile, US President Biden has gone viral for forgetting Mr. Morrison's name.
"I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister."
The aim, though, apart from building tighter relations, is largely focused on deeper defence and security ties. Mr. Biden says the alliance was also about recognising the imperative of ensuring peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific over the long term.
"We need to be able to address both the current strategic environment in the region and how it may evolve. Because the future of each of our nations, and indeed the world, depends on a free and open Indo-Pacific enduring and flourishing in the decades ahead."
Meanwhile, United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson also stated the submarines in question will adhere to nuclear non-proliferation obligations.
"And the first task of this partnership will be to help Australia acquire a fleet of nuclear-powered submarines, emphasising, of course, that the submarines in question will be powered by nuclear reactors, not armed with nuclear weapons. And our work will be fully in line with our non-proliferation obligations."
There was no mention of China in the virtual press conference as the plan was unveiled, but the new security alliance is likely to be seen as a provocative move to Beijing. However, the leaders did take the opportunity to boast about their resources.
"This will be one of the most complex and technically demanding projects in the world, lasting for decades and requiring the most advanced technology. It will draw on the expertise that the UK has acquired over generations, dating back to the launch of the Royal Navy's first nuclear submarine over 60 years ago.
Nuclear power will allow Australian attack submarines to remain at sea for as long as 5 months and operate more quietly than the country's existing Collins-class diesel-powered vessels. Further comments worldwide are expected in coming days. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.